Welcome back to Peace, Learn, Health. I am your host, Marina, and I am here to educate you, inspire you on your wellness, mindfulness, and inner journey to self-improvement.
Our first guest of 2021 is Jess. She is a beautiful soul who works with women who need empowerment with toxic relationships, whether it be a relationship of love or toxic relationship within themselves or in the work field. She is also a spiritual grounding coach, a mindset speaker, an inspirational motivator speaker. She also works with amazing oracle angel speaking cards as well as chakras. She has also a certification in chakras as well. She's a certified chakra practitioner, and she has her amazing podcast, which is Spoken Like an Angel. And if you guys want to learn more about her and all that stuff, I can't wait for you guys to actually listen to our amazing interview together. And I was one of her second features this year. So without further ado, here is Jess. Today, I would like to introduce you to our special guest, Jess Intuitive Angel Healer. Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Marina. How are you today? I'm doing well.
Thank you. We're so happy to have you here. And can you tell us a little bit about the story behind your name?
So my real name is Jessie Campbell, but when I started You're Grounded in 2018, I found out I had a spiritual awakening in 2017, and I found out this neat little trick that I can connect to the angelic realm. So through that, I ended up becoming Jess Intuitive Angel Healer because I had went through a terrible 10-year toxic marriage, and I was living the life. I was going to school to get my bachelor's, almost finished up with like 30 credits away. I had, the house, the husband, the kid, and I thought everything was going good. I worked in the medical field as a medical assistant, and then how destiny and the universe works. When you're not in the correct situation, it will eventually fall apart and you will be back to square one. And that's what happened. Because when you're married to a narcissist, you're not going to get out with your dignity at all. When I went through that and I started seeing repetitive numbers, 777, 711, 7 is a number of faith and numerology. And so when I started seeing these so much that I couldn't deny that I was seeing them, and that's why the angels do send you repetitive numbers to let you know they're there, because our brains can actually pick up patterns of repeating things enough for it to say, hey, there's something going on here. And so 777 means is to stop being fearful of moving forward, and 711 is to follow your spiritual journey in a nutshell. And so with that, I ended up finding my way to I got out of the medical field and I ended up becoming a spiritual grounding coach, and I founded my business, and I do oracle card readings, angel sessions, things like that. And then I'm a energy Reiki healer too. So, but because I'm a Pisces and I have multiple things that I like to do, I'm also wanting to create my motivational speaking page because I'm also a writer and a poet. And so I created Spoken Like an Angel to encompass all of my podcasts. So, and it's a community page, which you're going to be on here shortly too. And this is to help heart-centered entrepreneurs out there have a platform to have their voice heard and a spotlight shown on what they're doing, because we all know positivity gets drowned out by the negativity in the world of today. So that's a little bit in a nutshell. My story is ever winding. And if you've ever heard my podcast, it's very detailed, but we don't have enough time for all that today. So I would like to share with you maybe a poem that I wrote about purpose, because that's my main thing as a light worker, as I've found on my spiritual journey, that my purpose is to come out here and to help people collaborate, work as a team, and spread love and light, and stop spreading so much hate, and stop believing all those people that want to keep telling you that you don't matter, and they want to hurt you because they don't like their lives and they don't want to see you succeed, but they don't know how to do it themselves. So they just tear you down. And that's where this poem came out. So if it's okay, I would like to read it to you and your listeners.
Of course. Of course. My listeners will love that.
Awesome. This is about purpose. Purpose. What does this mean to you? Do you live in your purpose every day, or do you run and hide? Does your purpose serve you, or is it there to serve your ego? Non-purposefully, we wake up every day. A switch in our bodies is turned on, no matter if we live our purpose or not. Some of us use our purpose to enrich the lives of others, and some of us squander the gift of purpose instead try to impose judgment and control on others so that they are not confident to walk in their purpose and they can rise to the top through manipulation and greed. My purpose is to spread love and light to the survivors of the darkness, the fleers of the toxic shadows, and those that feel purposeless. A kind soul told me some powerful words about purpose one day that I would like to share with you. She said, raise your right hand and place it over your heart. Do you feel and hear the beat of your own heart? That is purpose. With every beat of your heart and every breath you inhale, remember, purpose is individual. Purpose is personal. Purpose is divine. Living in your purpose every day can make the good days great and the worst days greater. Each lesson learned contributes to your purpose and redeems your faith with the power of miracles experienced when we walk in our purpose. So again, I pose the question of purpose. How can you find your purpose today? Are you afraid of the uncertainty of purpose? Do you fear that changing your mindset on purpose will cause you to adapt a new way of living? Purpose is fulfilling and will always overflow your cup. Purpose is not something to be chased, rather a feeling to be embraced. Purpose shows up when the student is ready to free themselves of the non-purposeful task to immerse themselves in their souls and authentic ways of living. Today, let's free ourselves from our egos and start walking in our purpose. Take time today to reflect on your purpose and ask yourself, am I living purposefully or just on purpose?
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You are welcome. That is my favorite poem to come and read and share, because I feel that we all need a reminder. Everybody wants to, you know, especially with COVID, they all want to project fear and hate and all this craziness. And I just want everybody to remember that if your heart's still beating, God didn't make a mistake. The universe didn't make a mistake. You are here for a purpose. And if we start living in our purpose every day instead of fear, we're going to have magical things start happening.
That's very true. So what is, in your own words and your thoughts, what is this idea of ego and fear?
Well, ego and fear go together. You have a right side of your brain and a left side of your brain. And the left side of your brain does things like logic and math. And it makes sure ego helps that. It lives on the left side of your brain too. And that Ego helps you to do things like not jump off a bridge, you know, to put that logical sense in you to, if you're gonna drink poisoned water, that you're gonna have dire consequences. So don't do that. So that's what our ego, a healthy ego, is supposed to do. But when your ego is being controlled by fear, it ends up telling you to keep you small as possible. And it's almost like a narcissist. It wants to control you so you'll never step out of being where you could be. So a lot of people could be successful, but it's the fear that drives them that says, nobody thinks I know enough. Nobody's going to listen to me. And they put all these doubts in their head. And then that's where the ego, I tell people, I have my clients name that voice in your head, which you have your ego side and your soul side. On your right side of your brain, you have the creative side, and that's where your soul and your intuition lives. And if, say, you're a psychic medium and you're clairvoyant, that's where spirit drops in the pictures for you to see that real that clairvoyant people are able to see.
Okay. So would you say that fear has been taking over us recently?
As a society, yes, because I understand, like, I did work in infectious disease for to start my career out in the medical field, and I learned a lot of things about all this. And some of the things, you know, are important, but like if you turn on the news, for example, there are just shouting out so many things between the president not wanting to get out of office and then all these cultural bombs that are going off in our society today and everything else. So I can't watch the news because within 5 minutes, my brain is like mush. We're not supposed to process all this stuff in our brain. Our brain, we only use like, what is it, like 6-8% of our brain, because if we used all of it, I don't know if you've ever seen The Good Place, but it where her brain is just fried for going because she's going in between realms. That's
Yeah.
our brain would explode if we could really tap into all the information. So I tell people when they're if they don't understand, like, you know, spirit and the intuitive world, the reason why psychics don't win lotteries is because spirit doesn't give you everything in the world. You don't just get access to all the knowledge of the world. You get access to what you're supposed to know. And even stuff that I really wanted to know, that I sat there and tried and tried and tried to get, there are some things that spirit will close the door on and say, no, you will get to know in divine timing. So stop asking me.
Yeah. I see
Some
that.
things are supposed to be
So
left a mystery, and humans really want to know everything as we're very curious.
yeah. Of course. So can you tell us in your own words what is a toxic relationship? How can we overcome it? And what do you think is a root problem or pattern behind toxic relationships?
So that is my favorite thing because I have my podcast Dancing in the Toxic Shadows, and that's on Anchor and Apple Podcasts. And that is why I started, because I've been in so many toxic relationships. They don't just go to romantic. Toxic relationships embody everything from the way that we eat, the environment, the music that we listen to. People, friends, jobs. So most people stay in these toxic relationships. The biggest one is fear. Fear of being alone. They've been programmed at some point, somebody has drilled it into their head that they're never going to find anything better if they don't just stay in that. And after a while, especially in like a narcissist relationship, you will eventually they take away your reality, so you are programmed to think nobody likes you and they're your only lifeline of support. So that's what happens with any toxic relationship. Even bosses do that. Like you better come in here and work 95 hours a week, or you're not going to have a job and you'll never find a better job. And that's a bunch of baloney and we all know it, but they still try to control us. And that's what the biggest thing in a toxic relationship, it's all about control. It is not a, there's no balance there. The other person has control and slowly they take and rearrange your sense of reality. And that's what happens in a toxic relationship. So the root of them, and the hardest thing for a lot of my clients, we have to, you know, it's baby steps. I tell everyone, this is like unveiling an onion. It's baby steps. You got to go layer by layer because it's too much to take in at one time. Because the root of almost every problem goes to when we were raised. Someone in our life started the toxic habit or the pattern. They either taught it to us, or we learned it, or we picked it up somewhere along the way, or maybe our parents unknowingly yelled at us, stop asking me for money because I don't have money, we're broke, and they kept affirming that. So now they brought they transferred generational scarcity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of the things, it's a very bitter pill to, when, you know, I'll be 40 next month, and to look back and say, A, I created all these problems in my life because of law of attraction. I know if what you put out is what you get back. So if you focus all your energy on a negative environment every day, and that's how you live, that's what you're going to continue to get more of. So I teach people how to find the root cause and to gently work through that, because it's really hard, you know, when you love your mom, but you know that she handed you down all these toxic ways of thinking, and therefore that's probably why you are following in her footsteps unknowingly. And this is an unconscious thing. So the biggest thing to healing is awareness. When you bring awareness, then the healing can start. But you have to bring awareness, and then you have to accept responsibility no matter how bitter the pill is. Because once you can do that, you can clear it out. And guess what? The past doesn't matter. And all the things that you stand up to in this life, the lessons, if you learn your life lesson, it will stop repeating. And that's really what fueled me to even start my own spiritual healing and really work on my self-care every single day. Because I learned that instead of running and avoiding all my problems and my toxic patterns, I just need to turn around and stand up to fear. Because fear is what you're afraid you can't deal with it if you find out the truth. Sometimes I always tell people, a biggest thing is ignorance is bliss. That's why most people stay in a toxic relationship.
Okay. So when it comes down to, you know, we could say that we're basically blaming ourselves, like you said, but at the same time, we need to take care of ourselves and do self-care and everything of that sort. What is it that you personally do when it comes to self-care? What is your,
my routine,
you know, schedule around that? Yeah, personally, your own schedule. And what is your advice when it comes down to self-care and some tips that you give
to
your clients?
So my biggest thing that I use affirmations daily, because I have been around a lot of toxic people in my life that were just negative, and they spewed a lot of that negativity on me and made me feel, you know, to undermine myself. So I do a lot of affirmations. I affirm to myself, you know, like, I am beautiful, I am happy, I am whatever, and I'm spiritual. And I listen to a lot of YouTube binaural beats, because the simple act of listening to the music helps you clear out your energy. Because depending on the level of the trauma and the toxicity, it's not going to help you to do the affirmations, because your ego is way bigger than your soul side at that point, that you're just like, these are stupid, I don't want to do these. And that's how I was at first. But I started writing them on my window. on my mirror when I got ready because that's the only way I would be able to look at them every day. When I'm brushing my teeth, it forced me to look at them and affirm to myself that I am going to succeed, that I am smart, that I am whatever I was working on. And I am a big thing on meditation, but I do meditation in a little different sense of most people don't do it because they don't have an hour or they don't think they have an hour to sit there and just hum to themselves and try to not think about anything. So I'd like to let people know there are other forms of meditation. If writing, you could sit there, listen to music, binaural beats, and write anything that you're sitting there focusing and art, painting. When you're writing in your journal, any of those things that put your singular focus on one thing, that is how you can meditate, and it clears out your mind because it's very important to get yourself and your mind prepared in the morning and put your armor on before you go out into the world. Because even when I worked at the medical office, I always woke up an hour before my family, so I was up at like 5:30. Because I needed that hour to get my brain together, to get my coffee together before I started fulfilling the needs of everyone else. Because I'm living proof that if you burn the candle at both ends, eventually you're gonna be left with nothing, and it's not fun. So self-care is not selfish. I tell people that a lot of societal things have taught us things about egos. When you say you're egotistical, that people think you're self-centered. and they construe ego with being like a self-centered narcissist, and that's not exactly what ego is, you know what I mean? So I try to, my biggest thing is I try to help break stigmas and help people understand the true meanings instead of what we've been taught out there that are, there's a lot of falsities that we've been taught because people were fearful and didn't understand things, so therefore they taught their version of it because it sounded better.
That sounds about right, and that's why a lot of people say at the end of the day, history
Yep.
repeats itself because So I agree. So what is some ways that you have been able to empower your clients? How do you do
So
that?
when I, because I'm an angelic intuitive, it's kind of extra being a coach because I can get the direct messages. The angels tend to send me, even when I'm just chatting with people, I get this overwhelming feeling to tell them certain things that they really need to focus in on. And I hand my clients, I have a 6-week coaching program that's for my toxic relationships, and we go over worksheets. We meet an hour a week and go over the worksheets and process all the information. And it's a whole structured thing to help them break the, break the pattern of toxicity. And some people do well with 6 weeks and I never see them again. Some people need a little bit longer, but I actually give you the tools and give you a personalized plan, not that's made for everyone, but I make one specifically for you and I give you direct angelic messages that will specifically help you move on. And it's nothing that you don't know, or and it's never scary. I always give you the information that you need to know, and it's already on your brain, but you're not a, you closed a blind eye to it because now you don't think it matters. But that's where I come in, and I kind of pop it in like, hey, it does matter, and it's really simple. Always know you have choices. You're never stuck in one situation ever. You always have free will.
Thank you for sharing that as well. Can you also tell us a little bit like how your journey came about as far as your spiritual awakening, and just tell us a little bit
So
more
in
about that.
2017, I, like I said, I was going through a 10-year divorce, and when we broke up, it was like a lifetime movie. It lasted a year. All kinds of fun things happened, and to make a long story short, I got my full custody of my child at the end. And a twist to the story is that she's with her dad now because I've learned to overlook of what's best for her needs. And he was just it was just the whole control it trying to control me thing, but he loves his daughter, so I'm letting them we're kind of switching off. Like we switched our schedule where she's staying with him more, and it's actually working out. So if you're going through anything like that, know that it does turn around, and sometimes we have a complete different perspective than we did when we started out. But I all these things that I went through because I was not in the place that I was supposed to be in. My angels dismantled everything and made everything fall apart. I lost everything, and I had to restart over again. And I started doing all these stupid little no-name jobs and really feeling down on myself. And then I started seeing, like I said, the repetitive numbers, and then that got me down the rabbit hole on the internet. And I started looking up Doreen Virtue, and I found a certification program that was a few years back that she used to offer. And I was like, huh, how about that? And then that led me to going and picking up some, ordering my first Oracle cards. And then I just started practicing with my friends, and then I started practicing with people on Facebook, and I started finding out that I could just send messages through the internet and they were precise. And I was like, hey, I've got something to this. I'm gonna start my own business. I'm gonna be a spiritual grounding coach. And I help people cut ties to their past because that's the only thing holding us back is this memory of our past. And I feel like sometimes it's just a memory imprint on us. And but it's in the past, it's over. So when we can stop dwelling on that allows us to create, move the block and let the divine in and move forward.
Yeah, so basically
Yes.
living in the now. I love
Being
saying
present.
that.
You have to be present.
Yes,
Mindfulness.
exactly. Yes. Can you tell us how your grounded LLC came
So
about?
after I started seeing all those numbers, and I started doing research about being a life coach, I found out I could be a spiritual life coach. And then I ended up getting Reiki attuned. And in 2017, I went and filed for in the state of Colorado for my business to come about. And I've been doing it online. And then that's when recently, this past, since August of last year, I started working on doing more of a motivational speaking too. So I have both now.
Great. Can you share a little bit with us your grounding coaching as well? A little bit of what you
So
do with that?
it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm most of the time when I'm doing my toxic relationship coaching, I feel it's kind of like therapy, but not because traditional therapy, it drives me crazy when people are going for 20 years for the same problem. And at that point, I don't want to talk about it anymore. So I've always kept that in mind. Like, why does it have to take so long to help me move on from a problem with traditional therapy? And so when I created this, I started creating, well, what do I like? I started putting personal things in that worked for me, and that's where I structured it around affirmations and really starting to schedule in self-care. That's the biggest thing that we start off with is it's a week by week program, because if you put too much together, it won't work. But week by week, we tend to I present you with, we're going to do self-love this time, or we're going to do mindfulness. And I do an oracle read on like mindfulness. I do an oracle card spread, and we go over how and you take notes, and I give you worksheets to work on until we meet the next time. And I feel like between doing all that, that's kind of like a step-by-step program, and it empowers people to be able to when you can fix your own problem, and you can be, that's very empowering to know. Like, it was very empowering for me to be able to fix myself, because I went to I know I have a problem with anxiety. I went when I was 27 to go to the doctor to tell him, hey, I have a problem with anxiety. I didn't want to, because I was a medical assistant, and that was very shameful. And then, unfortunately, I swear almost every doctor I've ever had, except for one that I currently have, has been very shameful to me about my anxiety and re-traumatized me and made me feel about this big and made my PTSD worse. And so I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And that's what really helped me. This isn't just a coaching, like, hey, you want to learn how to make money and we're going to manifest millions of dollars. This is about, hey, you know that thing, that fear of talking to people, or that fear of always feeling horrible about, you're always having self-doubt, that I can help you with that. I can help you overcome that, and I'll do it. We walk through it. I listen, because it's very nice to have somebody validate your feelings and listen to what you're telling them. Because when you go to a doctor, they're like, yeah, sure. Okay, take this pill and call me in the morning. So.
Yeah, that's definitely true,
I have
unfortunately.
found it in my, I can testify to my own healthcare, and that is why I opened up this business. It was also, for one, to keep myself accountable for my self-care and my rituals that I do every day. And, to keep, because I'm not going to be a hypocrite and tell my clients to do stuff and I'm over here not doing it, because that doesn't work that way. So I'm very genuine in my approach, and I think people appreciate that, because when it comes to healing, there should be no fake in that at all, and there should only be love and light and healing. There should be no judgment or, what you think. So.
Yeah, that's true. Is there any place that our listeners can find you? Anything that you would like to share
So
with
you can
them?
find me on Instagram. I have Jess underscore intuitive vibes with a Z on the end. That's my holistic healing page, You're Grounded. And there it links to all my to my Facebook page as well. I'm on Facebook under Jess Intuitive. And then for my podcasting page, it's Your Grounded Podcast 777. Or my Facebook is Spoken Like an Angel podcast page. So you can go there, and You're Grounded is you are, and then grounded, GROUNDED LLC. And what's funny is how I came up with that name was, it was kind of a play on words, like you're grounded. Your parents tell you you're grounded, and you need to get grounded, because you're floating up in the air and your emotions are all over the place. So that's where you're grounded came from.
Oh my God, I love that. That's hilarious. And it's
And also,
so like,
nobody can
wow, I
spell
love
your these days. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put you are, and nobody will mess up the name of my company. And so far, I'm doing good.
I love that, Jess. That's amazing. And my last question that I always have to ask, what does peace learn
Peace,
help mean to
learn
you?
health. I find
Yes.
that means, I feel like that embodies being peaceful and being a light worker, learning things daily, and it's all it, like it's a it, it seems like a circle to me, like the sun, it seems like a lifestyle, and it's almost like the principles, the Reiki principles that I try to follow, and the four agreements. I wish more people would peace, learn health, and we would have a lot less issues in this world. But unfortunately, people forget the learn and they forget the health. Or did they forget the peace and they forget the health and they do maybe the learn, but probably not. So if we could go in this cycle in society, maybe we would have a little less violence. So I love what you do out here. And that's why I invited you over to my spot as well, because we need more people like yourself who have a positive message to share of love and light. And, instead of all this messiness that keeps being spread. So.
Yeah, and we're very happy to have you as well here on the podcast as well, Jess. Podcast disclaimer. Please seek your own medical and physician advisor. This podcast is only for entertainment purposes.